Hello friends, welcome to your favorite Vedic astrology channel Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, in this episode I will be talking about Mars in Vedic astrology. But friends, before taking our astrological journey towards Mars, let me tell you that if you want to get a reading on your Vedic horoscope, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC Cosmic BOND Bond 7 is the numeral at gmail.com. Friends, now let us begin our journey towards Mars. Friends, first of all, we all know that Mars rules two signs in the zodiac. One is Aries or Mesh Rashi, and the other one is Scorpio or the Vrishchika Rashi. Friends, Mars is called Mangala in Sanskrit. He is the army guy among the planets or the grahas. He gives us the ability to fight in life. Mars represents our stamina. Mars also represents our energy of physical action in life. He gives us the courage and the ability to fight. He gives us the ability to compete and defend ourselves in this world. He is also the representative of our aggression and anger. Mars makes us a daring person, because sometimes being a daring person is also desirable. So Mars makes us that. Without him, we cannot be physically active, and therefore we won't be able to do or achieve anything in this material life. So in that sense, Mars is very important for our life in this material world. A well-dignified and strong Mars in our birth horoscope can give us the courage to fight for dharma. So I said a well-dignified and strong Mars in our birth horoscope can give us the courage to fight for dharma, that is fighting for righteous causes. Mars with strong and dignified presence in our birth horoscope, if such a Mars is there in our birth horoscope, we can go into police or army. So somebody with a strong Mars and dignified Mars in his or her birth horoscope can go into police or army. Or such a person can simply be a very sporty and active person, and he will show the will to fight for justice in the society. He will always be willing to protect the weak. He will stand his ground when it comes to protecting the weak, protecting his home and his family. So all these traits, desirable traits that we always look for from a strong personality, that can come only through Mars. And the people with strong Mars but also under bad influence can become destructively aggressive or violent, and they can even become a criminal or a thief. So there is a very thin line difference between someone who goes into police or someone who becomes a criminal. They both have very strong Mars, but it depends. If Mars is strong but under good influence, the person will use his aggression and physical action for good things. But if Mars is strong but under bad influence, then person will be motivated to use the energy of Mars for bad things. So he will be aggressive for wrong reasons, or he will be violent, or he can have those courage to do the wrong things in society. And people with weak Mars can become timid. That is a fact. With every planet in Vedic astrology, we associate a divine personality, and we call that divine personality a Deva. For example, with Sun we associate Surya Deva, with Moon we associate Chandra Deva, and similarly with Mars we associate Mangala Deva. Friends, I would like to tell you that the planet is just a channel to express the energy of the corresponding Deva in our life. A Deva is a more universal divine expression. And in our part of the universe, or we are living on Earth, which is orbiting around Sun in the solar system, the Deva is expressing his energy through that particular planet. Deva is a broader idea. Planet is specific to just our part of the universe. So, for example, if suppose there is some life in some other planet which is orbiting around some other star, so in that system of in that planetary system, that star would work like Surya Deva there. So I hope I have made this point clear. So as I said, Mangal Deva is associated with the planet Mars, and Mangal Deva is the divine entity associated with Mars, and he is considered to be the son of Earth Goddess. So if you are born with a strong Mars in your horoscope, that means Earth Goddess will be happy with you, and she will bless you with ownership of real estate while you are living on this earth. So people with a strong Mars in their horoscope, they have lots of properties, lots of real estate properties. Mars is therefore the natural karaka or significator of fourth house for real estate ownership. Mars is also the natural karaka of third house for younger siblings and courage and initiatives. So to actually see if you are going to enjoy good company of your younger siblings, or whether you will have younger siblings or not, you have to check third house ruler, and you also have to check Mars. And to also check if somebody can have the courage to start his own business or create some enterprise, will he have that initiative? Again, you have to check the third house and third house ruler and Mars. Mars is the natural karaka of fifth house for things like our interest in speculation. So a person with connection between second house of wealth and fifth house, and if that person also has a strong Mars in his horoscope, such a person will be interested in a speculative earning. So he may invest in the stock market, or he may even like to take part in activities like gambling or betting. Mars is also the natural karaka of fifth house for our logical ability. So a good Mars associated to fifth house and first house or their rulers may give us interest in subjects like physics, mathematics, engineering, science, or even computer science. Mars can also give you the skill in surgery. So doctors who do surgery, they have a strong Mars and good Mars in their horoscope. Mars is the natural karaka of the sixth house for our ability to fight and compete. Without the support of a strong Mars, you cannot become a successful sports star. He represents all the weapons and firearms. Mars can also represent our enemies and debts. So a bad Mars in our horoscope can give us lots of enemies also, or that bad Mars can give us, you know, lots of debts, and can put us into some kind of debt trap. And praying to Mangal Deva can free us from the debt trap. So bad Mars can also give us accidents and danger from fire. Mars is the masculinity in men. So the masculine energy in men is signified by Mars. Mars, and interestingly, Mars is also the menstrual blood in females. Mars represents the muscular system in our body, and Mars is the red blood cell in our body. Mars is also our bone marrow. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And just in case you want to get a reading from me, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC Cosmic BOND Bond 7 is the numeral at gmail.com. And friends, next episode will be on Mercury. Till that time, keep saying your prayers and please respect your parents. God bless you all.